Tape script 77. The Girl with Green Eyes. Part 1.
Of course, the man in the brown hat said. There are good policemen and there are bad policemen, you know. You're right, the young man said. Yes, that's very true, isn't it, Julie? Julie didn't answer and looked bored. She closed her eyes. There were 7 people in the carriage. There was the man in the brown hat, the young man and his wife, Julie, a mother and 2 children, and a tall, dark man in an expensive suit. The young man's name was Bill. He had short brown hair and a happy smile. His wife, Julie, had long red hair and very green eyes, the colour of seawater. They were very beautiful eyes.
Part 2.
Bill and the man in the brown hat talked and talked. The tall, dark man took out his newspaper and began to read. Julie opened her eyes and looked at the back page of his newspaper. She read about the weather in Budapest and about the football in Liverpool. She wasn't interested in the weather, and she didn't like football. But she didn't want to listen to Bill and the man in the brown hat. Talk, 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 she thought. Bill never stops talking. Then suddenly, she saw the tall man's eyes over the top of his newspaper. She could not see his mouth, but there was a smile in his eyes. Quickly, she looked down at the newspaper again. She read about the weather in Budapest for the 3rd time. Then she looked at the tall man's hands. They were long, brown hands, very clean. Nice hands, she thought. He wore a very expensive Japanese watch. Japan, she thought. I'd like to go to Japan. She looked up and saw the man's eyes again over the top of his newspaper. This time she did not look away. Green eyes looked into dark brown eyes for a long, slow minute.
Part 3.
Bill and his new friend went to buy something to eat and drink. The train was nearly at Plymouth. The tall, dark man stood up, put the newspaper in his bag, and left the carriage. The train stopped at the station. A lot of people got on the train, and 2 women and an old man came into the carriage. The train moved slowly away from Plymouth Station, and Bill came back to the carriage. "Where's Julie?" he said. "She's not here." The little girl looked at Bill. "She got off the train at Plymouth," she said, "with the tall, dark man. I saw them."
"Of course she didn't," Bill said. "She's on this train. She didn't get off."
"Yes, she did," the children's mother said suddenly. "I saw her too. The tall man waited for her on the platform."
"He waited for her?" Bill's mouth was wide open. But he read his newspaper all the time. He didn't talk to Julie, and she never talked to him. They didn't say a word."
"People don't always need words, young man," the children's mother said.
"But I don't understand," said Bill. "She's my wife. Why did she go? Why did she leave me? What am I going to do?"